Yo, good morning. Welcome to the King Castle Podcast. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the new law coming into effect concerning cannabis in the great state of Texas. All right. So, early September 2018, a bill was introduced in Congress that aimed at expanding access to medical cannabis for veterans. The measure directs the Veteran Affairs to allow VA doctors to discuss medical marijuana with its patients and recommend it according to state cannabis laws. It also declares VA property a safe haven for veterans from federal cannabis laws. Furthermore, it allocates $15 million of research into the use of medical marijuana for medical conditions to vets such as chronic pain and PTSD. Now, I'm not sure if many of you understand how big of a deal this is, because I have both of those, right? And it's been a struggle because I don't want to take any pills, really. I'm not completely opposed to it, but I prefer not to, because usually if you take one pill, it's going to have some effect, negative effect on your body, and then you usually got to take another pill to counteract that effect. And man, I just don't want to do that shit, you know? So, that's just me. All right, we're back to the new law. So, on the state level, the majority of U.S. states have looked at the evidence for the efficacy of marijuana in treating symptoms of PTSD and have decided that it warrants adding the condition to their list of medical conditions which qualify residents to use medical marijuana. In fact, anxiety disorder in all of these various forms, including PTSD, are the leading reasons for which patients seek a doctor's recommendation to use medical marijuana. You know, because basically what they're saying right there is as many people that we think are addicted to pills, it's probably twice as many that don't want to take the fucking pills. And I guarantee you, the people who are currently taking them wish that they could get off them. You know, I can guarantee you that shit. So, alright, back to the new law. Although PTSD is infamous for its prevalence among combat veterans, vast numbers of civilians also deal with this debilitating condition. Most notably, victims of domestic abuse, but not only females, also suffer from PTSD. Yeah, that's fucked up, and we all know why. All right, so back to the new law. PTSD stands for post-traumatic stress disorder. Before the condition was more well-defined and widely recognized, it was previously known as battle fatigue. Although the condition which causes flashbacks and panic attacks usually arises in those who have been involved in abuse or violence. Not everyone who has been abused or involved in combat develops PTSD. This suggests that the condition is not the result of the trauma. Rather, the trauma results in fear memories, which are triggered by a chemical imbalance in the brain. Now about that, I'm gonna run down a real quick scenario that I was faced with during Hurricane Harvey. Okay, so my workspace when I was in the Navy aboard ship was dark, cold, plenty of TV screens and computers everywhere. My workplace during Hurricane Harvey was similar. Dark, cold, plenty of computers. TV screens. So, going in that situation, it triggered a lot of memories. You know, did the storm, does the shield, Operation Southern Watch, Kuwait Liberation, all that shit, you know. It brought back a lot of memories. So, with that statement is absolutely, absolutely correct. It's the memories that caused the problem. So, I don't know, man. Back to the new cannabis law. There's a lot of things, man, that a lot of good things that this new this new law is gonna bring. And I can't wait to be involved in it, to have a hand in it, to benefit from it. And I can't wait to see how others are gonna benefit from it. So, man, stay tuned. Stay tuned, man. It's gonna be great things to come. And I think on the next episode, I'm gonna talk about the different strains of cannabis and their different effects on the brain when it relates to PTSD. So stay tuned for that, man. I hope this was a bit informative. You know, you can always Google it. But those are the important parts that I figured everybody should know. Till next time, y'all be safe. Peace.